Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to Midnight Prayer Watch Live. What's up, everybody? I am your most humble host, Delta Williams, and I am so grateful that you've decided to join us tonight. As you all know, Midnight Prayer Watch keeps it real for real. And I just want you all to understand that this prayer point tonight that we are getting ready to get washed in, I have felt so much warfare from. When it dropped in my spirit, I was like, okay, yep, I'm over here. And I do this somewhat. If any of my prayer watch has been on, there's sometimes where I feel so inclined because Holy Spirit is, you know, being invited into this atmosphere to hover and to just take it from me. So I'm going to go a little bit off script and I'm going to start with us sealing this midnight prayer watch just so we can get on the right track here, because I feel a little bit like out of sorts. I don't know if y'all feeling that too in the spirit or not, but we're going to get this back on track because we inviting Holy Spirit into this place. So, Father, we just thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father, for being able to approach your throne room with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, Lord. Oh, Abba, I ask that you would take my tongue and let it be your tongue. Father, let your words penetrate. Your words just do the heart surgery on those that you want to have listening to us, and those that you are bringing to this platform to submit their prayer request, Lord, or even to just be washed in your word and your truth as we continue to unpack the prayer point, Lord. I just submit to you, Father, as you said in your word, into your hands, I commit my spirit. Have your way, Father God, with this prayer watch. Have your way in the atmosphere, Lord, as we know that there may be people that are suffering from mysticism, people that are feeling the weight of a fog, of a denseness around their thoughts, around their psyches right now. Lord, we just ask that you demystify, that you unfog right now anything that is stopping anybody from gaining clarity in the spirit, anything that is blocking blessings and breakthroughs, that is stopping people from even getting to the truth or even accepting the truth that you have in your word, Father. And we just thank you for arresting the atmosphere, counteracting any plan, plot, ploy, or scheme of the enemy. And we thank you in advance, Father God, as we lift up our praise to you, as we lift up our prayers and our petitions to you, because you deserve it. Oh, you deserve all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we love you, Abba. We thank you and praise you. And it's your precious son's name we pray. Amen. Okay. So if you just joining me, I started off with prayer because I already felt that there is something brewing in the spirit. So when that happens, what do? It's not the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, y'all. They are not carnal. They are mighty in God. So we have to invite him in, okay? There is power in praise is a thing of thing. And when I say I caught this one from Holy Spirit, and it was like, I was like, okay, I didn't really feel like it was going to be that deep. The Holy Spirit is like, nah, you coming for the enemies. Oh, anybody know that the enemy himself, when he was an angel in heaven, talking about Lucifer, he was the minister of music. Oh, that's the enemy's secret weapon right there. And we already know there's so much that's happening in music. There's so much that's happening in entertainment, the music industry, everything that comes with that. And when it comes to the power in praise, what can I tell you that is a direct attack against what the enemy had tried to pervert that belonged to the Lord to begin with? So we are going to get in on that, y'all. There's so much that I'm just excited about what Holy Spirit is going to do to unpack that prayer point. Because when I started to receive it myself, I was like, ooh, this is good. This is going to be good. This is going to touch my heart. This is going to unlock something for someone. Okay, so we're going to get into intercessory prayer time, and we will allow our wisdom audience to come back to them at the end of our watch tonight. So, oh, Abba, it is nothing but your spirit that we know is flowing through this atmosphere tonight. We know, Father God, that there is an enemy that is lurking like a lion seeking whom he may devour. And so we know that there is something to be said about the plans for our lives, that the enemy has only come to kill, steal, and destroy us and from us. But Lord, the other part of that verse says that Jesus came so that we would have life and have it more abundantly. So we just uplift right now during our prayer time, standing on the tower, and we come into agreement as what you said, Father God, that we must watch and pray during these midnight prayer watch hours, one of the most effective prayer watch hours, lest we fall into temptation, because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And so, Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to be used. And we thank you for entrusting us with your sons and your daughters, with those that are still making a decision for life today, Father God, eternal life today. And we just are so humble, Father God. And we just ask that you would just have mercy on us, Lord. Oh, Father, we know that your mercies are new every day. And as we are approaching a new day, breaking the day, we thank you for that chance again to consecrate, to sanctify, and to present our bodies as living sacrifices to you, Lord. We thank you so much for our prayer watchers. We thank you, Father God, even for those that may not have joined us yet, that may be listening in on the podcast after this, Father God, or even on the replay, Father God, those people that you have brought to this occasion for such a time as this, Lord, we know that there are divine plans that are at work right now. We know that there is someone, oh, but there would just be one. Father God, you said that you would leave the 99 and come back for the one. And so we know just one person. Oh, it doesn't need to be a million likes. It doesn't need to be 1,000 comments. It doesn't need to be 10,000 followers, Father, but just the one person that you want to receive your word, just the one heart that you had planned to come on and receive the conviction that you have for them, Father. We are just claiming victory right now in the spirit, in Yahushua's name. We are claiming and proclaiming, Father, that everything that you have for us is for us this evening. Everything that you have, Father God, for all of us and have already predestined and preordained is good and is perfect. Every good and perfect thing comes from you, Lord. And we declare and decree that we are honoring and praising you, Father. We are lifting up our voices and rejoicing. We are singing. We are singing new songs. And we are in a posture, a heart posture of praise, Father. And not just from the words that are coming from our mouths, but from the words that are pouring out of our hearts to you, Lord. That heart language that only you know comes and hits your ears directly. Father, we thank you for those people that are choosing to hear your voice above any other voice, any other distraction, any other counterfeit, any other mystic that may be trying to confuse or confound their spiritual senses right now. Lord, we thank you for those that are continuing to choose you above anything else. Oh, I'm coming for the Super Bowl. We thank you for those that decided, even when their flesh wanted to watch the Super Bowl, even when their flesh wanted to give in and say, I'm going to just watch the halftime show. Oh, we thank you for those that chose you instead because they knew that you are the only one that strikes fear into the heart of man, that you are the only one that deserves the glory, the honor, and the praise, that you are the only one that sacrificed more than we could ever understand in order for us to even have a Super Bowl to watch. Oh, yes, Lord, we just thank you for those that are continuing to fight the good fight of faith. And anyone that doesn't even know that they may be swept up in the enemy's schemes or the enemy's campaigns or the devil's plans to destroy them or to take them apart from you, Father God, any one of those, we pray right now that you would send a shaking in the spirit. We pray right now that you would send an awakening in the spirit and impart to them, Lord, impart to them right now anything that you would have for them, Lord, anything that you would want them to receive as a convicted soul, Father God, because it's your words that cut through spirit, that cut through the natural. It's your words that go deeper than anything I could even say, Lord. Oh, anything that little old me that I would say, Father, may it be your words that touch those ears. May it be your words that dig deep into that heart. May it be your words that dig up that darkness or dig up that wickedness that needs to flee in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree right now, Father God, that greater are you that is in us than he that is in the world. We declare and decree right now that when you are for us, Lord, who can be against us? We declare and decree right now that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And any tongue raising against us in judgment, we shall condemn. And we declare and decree, Father God, that there is no wicked attachments. There is no witchcraft, sorcery, divination, naysaying, soothsaying that can be sent as a slight against us that can hold on or attach, or those attachments are severed tonight, Lord, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. We declare and decree it, Father God, and we thank you for your word that goes forth, that does not return back to you void, but it does, Father God, it does fulfill the purpose in which you cause it to do, Father. We thank you. We love you. We ask that you would just continue to permeate through these airwaves. Oh, Father, seal everybody's electronic devices, seal everybody's connections right now for them to be able to receive all that you have for them in the spirit and in the natural. And we ask all these things in the precious name of your Son, our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. We pray. Amen. All right. Yes. Thank you all again for this. That, you know, Holy Spirit just be moving on Midnight Prayer Watch. So I'm telling you, this is just another Midnight Prayer Watch live where we know that this time of prayer, this time of intercession is all ordained by the Spirit of the living God. We are in this place where as praise becomes more of a, I don't want to say it's becoming secular. Let me make sure I don't hurt nobody's feelings. But praise is really becoming entertainment. Does anybody feel me on that? Hello, somebody. Praise is really turning into entertainment. Purchase a ticket. Purchase a seat. Maybe I get some VIP. I don't know. I mean, it's just like, how many of us have gotten to a place where we feel like we can't tell the difference between our music that is rejoicing in the Lord and that's singing praises to him and glorifying and honoring him, that music, and the music that is secular and from the world? Like, how many people have just had that moment where it's like, oh, I really, you know, oh, I didn't know this was a Christian song. How many times have we had that? Me included. There is a lot of confusion that's happening. And tonight we're gonna break it down just a little bit. Just gonna give y'all some stuff to, you know, marinate on. And like we always talk about, be washed in the word as always. And so starting with our main scripture for tonight, Psalms 33:1-4. As you see, that lady, she getting it, y'all. She getting it. She might have the Holy Ghost. I know that everybody knows that praise dance, right? When your feet just moving and everything. But the scripture that we're going to be watching the word with says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. If anybody knows what comely in this context means, like it's attractive. It's like that thing that makes you look like you got it going on. Like you came up fresh, flying, flashy when you pulled up in the, you know, the Benzino or something. Like that's how praise is comely for the upright. Okay, hello somebody. I'm trying to be up here in the Benzino, fly fresh and flashy. So we're going to keep going. Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. So how many of us are in this place where we're like, yeah, I get it. Rejoice in the Lord. Okay, rejoice in the Lord. Always. We always hear this. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you have that song of praise in your heart. And it's just kind of like, again, this thing that becomes kind of washed out, you know, where there's been some people that I follow on YouTube that have said things like different forms of worship these days. Of worship has really started to morph and transform in the modern day church. And, you know, different gospel artists, and is gospel really praising and worshiping the Lord? So much, again, confusion. And who is the author of confusion? The devil himself, because the Lord is not the author of confusion, but he's the author and finisher of our faith. So we have to remember this, that there is a lot of confusion for a reason when it comes to music and praise and worship. It's like, okay, what is the right thing to do? You know, what is the right thing to listen to? How many of us have had that conversation in our own heads? Like, I don't know if I should be listening to this, or this song does seem like a bit kind of worldly, but you know, it has a catchy tune or a catchy beat or whatever. I mean, it's interesting these days, because it's like, what is the right answer? Who's singing the right song? Who is singing the song that's actually reaching heaven, that's actually in alignment with the heavenly hosts that are also praising and worshiping to this point right now? Right now. I mean, can y'all hear? Right now they're praising and worshiping Jesus. But let's be clear. So this is why a guy, after doing some research on YouTube and seeing other podcasters kind of talk about this topic and things like that. And then, of course, washing ourselves in the word. So everything you see in Psalm, I mean, it's a whole book dedicated to praise. Everything that we see in Psalms has been talking about not just singing a new song and singing it from the words that come out of our mouth. But here's the key that I feel like some of us may be missing. And it's not our place to judge those that we are just hearing their songs, right? Because it's about your heart posture. It's like when you're saying those words, when you're singing that song, when that melody is in your heart, where is your heart position during that time? And if your heart is, you know, maybe in the ratchet lane, if your heart is maybe in a lustful lane, if your heart is now nowhere thinking about no Lord in heaven, the Lord of hosts, the God of gods, the King of kings, if it's not in that space, then I would say we don't have the right heart posture. And then that's when I would challenge you to go back and think, am I really praising the Lord? And so this is where I want us to catch this part, right? Because this is another place where I think a lot of us struggle, because We are only but conditioned to do what we have been raised in the world to do, which is gravitate towards those things that make us comfortable. And there is this thing called groupthink, and you never want to stand out from the majority. And so, you know, let's just say that I believe, and this is Delta's opinion, so no theologians, no scholars that are in seminary come after me. It's just my opinion, okay? That I believe that the words that have changed and transformed in churches where hymn books are no more and that kind of thing is a direct result of that. Like, the church does not want to be separate from the world. The church wants to be in the world. I said it. It's not every church. I'm not coming for your church. I'm just talking about the heart posture. Do you know? How can you tell? Do we have a heart posture meter? No, we don't. We don't even have one of those. Somebody need to come up with something. I mean, you can't, but I'm just saying, like, people are focused on the wrong things to invent these days. And again, that's just Delta's opinion. But when I'm talking about, like, truly, like, being real about this thing, why did we get rid of the hymns? Why did we get rid of the songs that were created from scripture? And it's not that much that was actually, like, matured into what we say worship songs are today. But it's just, I don't know. It's a lot of controversy around this topic. But what I wanted to do as well is to help us understand, why is it so controversial? Like, why is the enemy really coming for us when it comes to what are we singing? What are we singing? What are we praising? How are we doing it? Are we doing it on stage? Are we doing it behind the scenes? Are we doing it, you know, like on in a place where somebody's like voicing us over, like lip syncing? I don't know. It's just, it's a very weird discussion. And it's a very weird, like, how is this such a thing? And this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. We cannot forget that the devil was the minister of music before he decided to do what he wanted to do and try to come after our God, who, how could you even try to do something like that? And then was cast down with the fallen angels. So when he was up there, think about how important music was to Abba, that he even had a minister of music. Like, let's really sit on that, that Abba talks so much about singing and praising him and how his expectation is of our posture to be in praise and worship to him on a regular basis, that he, before we even were created, had a minister of music. And that minister of music, I mean, let's think about this, break it down now, that the minister of music was the one that fell. And so anybody that's getting into this music ministry, and then we're seeing them, you know, maybe we see people, I know I've seen it start off like, oh, they on fire. Oh, they out here, they really, you know, they really spitting the truth. Or they really, that song just touched me. Like, I felt Holy Spirit on that song. And then you look up 2-3 years, however long later, and they out here doing crazy stuff. They out here having featured songs with people that you know is not doing the right thing anymore. It's like, bro, what happened? And I'm just saying, is there a correlation? Is the music ministry, again, that place where we are most susceptible to? And it just think about it. Like, I just truly believe that there's something that is to be said there. And this is where the power of praise comes into play. Because if the enemy is putting so much focus on music, how many of y'all saw the halftime show? Like, how many people didn't even care about the game, but just wanted to listen to the halftime show? How many people were hyped after the halftime show? And it was like, I don't really care about this game, but this halftime show is lit, though. Music, right? And who knows what was released during that halftime show? I'm just saying in a spiritual sense. Who knows what was released? Yes, Julie and I agree. Music is a double-edged sword that can be used for good or evil based off the messenger. So in this case, we see that there's a proclivity for music to go into the evil side for some reason. Who knows? But I put on the screen here, prayer watchers. Again, we're going to stay watching the word, y'all. This is the beginnings of us really understanding the power of praise. Like I was saying, how powerful it was that the Lord had a minister of music, but also there's so many examples in the scriptures about how he shows us that music demonstrated in heart posture to him actually has some reaction in the spirit. And so a lot of people know about this story. So in Acts 16, starting with verse 25, leading up to this, Paul and Silas walking around town, y'all. Paul and Silas walking around town. This divineer girl just starts to become annoying to Paul, so they get locked up. How many times does that happen to anybody doing something crazy you didn't really want to do, and then you get locked up? Hello, somebody. We're talking to y'all tonight. So picking up at verse 25, we have Paul and Silas in jail now. Their feet bonded and in stock. I mean, I don't think it's comfortable in jail those times. Like, they didn't have handcuffs, right? They had like the wooden things that you go up to the guillotine and they just put on you, like the stuff that's heavy, the heavy stuff. So they in jail. And what are they doing? Says, and at midnight, what are we doing at midnight, y'all? Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto Yah. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly, whoo, how many of us know that the Lord works in suddenly? And there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Woo! If that didn't get y'all to shouting and praising, I'm telling y'all, I'm over here about to run the lab. Listen, so the power of praise just loosed in the spirit in this scripture, right? So you're in jail. Who want to be singing in jail? I'm sure the other prisoners was thinking, like, these dudes done lost their marbles. These dudes over here, and they need to get locked up in the psych ward part of this jail, because they're over here praising, and they over here with us. And it's probably other jailers or prisoners that are probably not in jail because they had stopped somebody from making some change on the street. I'm sure they were in jail because, I don't know, let's just say probably worse off things and dealings. And so they're probably like, what is up with these two praising and praying at midnight? We trying to get some sleep. I'm sure they were like, okay, when they heard them, they probably wasn't too happy about it. But then the earthquake, then the earth shook. So the foundations of the prison were shaken. So how many of us know that the roots get shaken whenever we start praising God? And it's about the heart posture that was taking place, even though Paul and Silas were not in a good position, y'all. They were not nowhere, not now, in a place where they should have been happy based on the flesh, right? They shouldn't have been happy about their situation. But yet and still, oh, even now is what took place. And even now, they still sang praises and the Lord heard them. And guess what he did? He set them free, y'all. Not only them, but the other prisoners. And of course, we already know what happened after that with the gatekeeper or the prison guard, and how he and his family were saved. And so that was one of the first places I wanted us to turn our attention to as it related to power and praise, because how many of us think about power and praise in that way where it's like, I don't think the praise when I'm in a bad situation. Like, my heart doesn't go to, yeah, let me just go ahead and lift up a song to Abba right now because I'm feeling it. No. I am not in that place at all. I'm more so in a place where I'm thinking, hey, get me out of here. What am I doing in this place? Because this is not where I'm trying to be right now. And, you know, it's just, again, it's about your heart posture. And so the other point I wanted to bring up was more about being able to again, exercise our authority in praise in a way where we're talking about the praise being weaponized for spiritual things. So I'm bringing us up on another scripture here, and it's in our Old Testament. So I wanted to give us two comparisons, Old and New Testament, because I know some people are Old Testament followers, some people are more New Testament, and then there's confusion and conflict there. I'm not going there tonight, y'all, but 1 Samuel 16, starting with verse 14. So let me tee this up for y'all. Again, we staying watching the word tonight, midnight prayer watch. So what happens when Saul decides not to follow what the Lord told him to do about killing Agag and everything that came with the Ammonites? And, you know, he was anointed as the king, the first king. And then he just decided to do his own thing. And he tried the Lord, and he said, why would you do this? Anyway, so now at this point, Samuel has found David and has said, this is going to be the king, and we're going to take the mantle from Saul, because Saul, you know, made the Lord regret that he made him king. And now the Spirit of the Lord has left Saul. So starting in verse 14, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Ooh, when I read this, y'all, I was like, wait a second, what? run that tape back, Abba. Okay, so I get the first part. The Spirit of the Lord departed Saul, because we know Saul was in rebellion. That rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. Now, the second part, the evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. I don't know if y'all are catching this. Like, there was an evil spirit sent from the Lord. And that was my first time when I was going through and doing this study, really catching the fact that evil doesn't come from evil. This is what, okay, if you didn't catch us last week when I talked about the fear of the Lord, because I could just go through that just tonight, spend some more time there, but we're talking about praise tonight. But evil came from the Lord, y'all, and troubled Saul, okay? So go back and catch Fear of the Lord, last week's podcast episode, because that breaks down all of that. And then as we continue to read on, Saul's servants say, behold now, evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person. We talked about comely earlier. And the Lord is with him. Then we fast forward, y'all, to verse 23. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul, that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Whew. Okay, I'm gonna let that sit on us for a second. So unpacking this, as we've been discussing how power is in praise, that one of the main takeaways that Holy Spirit is saying in this prayer point is that when we have things that are coming against us in the spirit, such as attackers, spiritual robbers, distressing spirits, evil spirits, and anything that is, you know, tormenting and oppressing us, that it don't just take prayer to get that thing off, but that sometimes praise can be activated in the spirit in order for these things to depart from us. And this is where it gets so good. It's like, wait, are you saying that if I'm over here and I'm singing a new song and I don't got to do, you know, 15 Hail Marys or whatever they call them things in the Catholic religion. I'm not coming for y'all. I'm just saying it's a little bit religious over there. So what I'm saying is I don't have to do all this ritualistic stuff. I don't have to go and get deliverance or have to go pull out the oil every time. Those things are still meaningful. But what I'm saying as we are unpacking the power of praise is that praise is also in your arsenal to counteract the attacks from the enemy. Woo! How many of us are happy to hear that? That song, sometimes you just got to release it. Sometimes you just got to turn on YouTube. Be careful about what you're listening to on YouTube. But sometimes if you get that good song, that anointed song, and you release that song, oh my goodness, that thing will completely arrest the atmosphere. And then sometimes, guess what? It just got to come out of your mouth. It just got to come out of your mouth and your heart being in the right posture, like we've been talking about tonight. If your heart being in the right posture is singing that thing, oh, and releasing it in the spirit, there are times where that's all you got to do. I'm telling y'all from personal experience, I will feel the attack. I will feel the warfare. I will feel what's happening. And then all of a sudden, Holy Spirit drops into my spirit like a song, and I start singing it, and then those things go away. And this is proof positive in the word, y'all, that this is exactly what the Lord has given us as a tool to counteract the enemy. And in this case, like we talked about, that evil spirit he sent to Saul. But aside from that, it was still an evil spirit that left, and he was well when David played that music. So I'm just saying to everybody, you don't got to be Whitney Houston with it. You don't got to have 5 different runs and 2 different octaves and 5 register keys. You just have to have the right posture, because the Lord is looking at hearts, y'all. He's not looking for you to be out here and singing and doing these things all choreographed, orchestrated. If you're doing it with the right heart posture, if you're doing it with the righteous heart posture, get my words mixed up, then that's what he wants, y'all. That is exactly what he keeps saying as we've been watching the word tonight, and we've talked about different ways that the Lord has said, I just want y'all to praise me. It's just about rejoicing, and it makes him so happy. Like he really enjoys it, and it says it all throughout Psalms. So I gave y'all a couple scriptures tonight, but definitely want to encourage you to do some more study, do some more homework, and make sure that you stay watching the word yourself. Because again, we don't got all the answers. We are just a vessel that's here to lead you to the source that we have humbly accepted the opportunity to be used to say, we ain't got the answers, but if you catching something, if you feeling the conviction, then you got to get to the source, y'all. Get to the source. And this is where I'm saying, like, the most important part of our midnight prayer watch, it ain't about me up here making this all nice and pretty and getting with our production team, and you know, we're on some nice technology and some great enhancements this season, and we got tech support and we got pre-production and all that. It ain't about that, y'all. It ain't about that. But what it is about is you. And if it's anybody out here tonight that is feeling like, I don't know what she's been talking about tonight, but I'm feeling something stirring up in my soul. I'm feeling something right now that's taking me to another level where I may be wanting to make a decision for my life, my eternal life. And this is something that goes beyond us here at Midnight Prayer Watch. It's the Holy Spirit that you're feeling convict you. And we want you to know that this is the most important time during our watch hour, is to give you an opportunity to get in front of God with your heart and with your mouth to speak unto him those things in confession, and know that you need him as your savior in order to be reconciled back to God. And so every midnight prayer watch, we have our salvation prayer. I'm going to put it on the screen. And I encourage you, if you are that person and you are feeling that tugging, do not shy away from that tugging. That is not my voice that you're hearing. That is Holy Spirit guiding you into all truth, giving you an opportunity to come into agreement with what the Lord has for you. And so if you're ready to make that decision for your new life tonight, recite this prayer with us. God, I come to you asking for forgiveness. I confess that I am a sinner in need of a savior. I believe that you sent your son, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, paying the penalty for my sins. And he was raised from the grave and is alive right now and coming again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior and personal Savior. Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. In your name I pray. Amen. Woo! Y'all, if it was just one person. Oh, I know. Actually, Holy Spirit is out here working behind the scenes. Oh, Holy Spirit at work tonight. So I know, and we are rejoicing with you. You are the one that said that prayer. You just started your new life as a new creation in Christ. We are rejoicing. The party balloons are popping. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. The word says that anytime anyone decides to get new life and their name is written in the Lamb's book of life to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, heaven goes crazy. So heaven is going in right now, and we are going in with y'all too. So we are so excited that you have decided to start this new journey and to start walking out this life with Holy Spirit guiding you, Holy Spirit showing you how to get into all truth, and that you've got a partner, you've got a friend that is going to help you through all these difficult times that we are all going through it. Y'all, how many of us are going through it tonight? How many of us have just thought about what stuff is coming up? How many of us have been even just meditating on the bad stuff, or even in a place where it's been dark, where it has been, I don't want to say that you have had self-deprecating thoughts, that you have devalued yourself, that you have allowed the enemy to start creeping in and telling you those lies about your identity. And if that is you tonight, I'm telling you that we do not allow that kind of thinking here at Midnight Prayer Watch. And so we are asking you to think about some of the resources that we have. And so Midnight Prayer Watch, we continue to fight for those that are struggling with depression, those that are struggling with anxiety, because my personal testimony has to do with the rooting of that, and now the uprooting and the healing part that comes from being delivered from those feelings of negative thoughts, from those feelings of depressiveness, from those nights where I thought that I was not the only one in the house, but there was nobody there with me. So I completely get it. And this is why we go in very strong for those that are suffering from depression and anxiety, because we know that there is deliverance on the other side, and that the enemy is crafty, and he is the one that's selling you on those lies that you are not worth it. He is the one that's trying to tell you that nobody else thinks that you're worth it. And I submit to you tonight that we, Midnight Prayer Watch and our team, are counteracting that lie. It's a bold-faced lie You are worth it. The Lord created you for a specific purpose and reason, and he specifically wants you to carry out that purpose. There's nobody else that he designed to have that thing inside of you manifest. And the enemy is coming after you because he don't want that thing to come to life, because you're dangerous, because he wants to see you not meet the expectations that the Lord has designed a divine purpose to be manifested from you. So we just want you all to know that we love you here at Midnight Prayer Watch. And if that you would continue to just make sure you know who you are and who you belong to, this thing doesn't get easier, but trust me, we have a helper. Oh, when it says in the word, when we look to the hills, where does that help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but if you've been hanging with us on the east side of the United States, it's getting late. So we appreciate anybody saying, listen, I'm going to turn away from that Netflix and chill tonight and get on the tower. So we appreciate all of y'all and all of our podcast listeners. What's up, all of y'all on Apple, on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, anywhere a podcast can be. I think we are everywhere now. We appreciate everybody just staying connected to us and following us, subscribing to us, because this is only a move of God. This is all, and I tell God this all the time, is like, it don't even gotta be, no, if it's just that one person, Lord, like, it don't even gotta be like that. Like, it's all about your name being glorified. And it's hard, y'all. I'm just trying to tell y'all, gotta crucify my flesh all the time, because as y'all know, it's always about social clout and everything like that. But it is what it is, because this is the times that we're living in. And again, I say this all the time. It ain't for everybody, but we want it to be for you. So stay connected to us. Join our Midnight Prayer Watch community. We're continuing to stay uplifted in prayer for those that have sent us their prayers throughout the season. If you want to continue to send us your prayer, you don't have to do it live. You can always do it later. So please make sure that you get in contact with us on any of our social platforms. We are honored to uplift your prayers all the time, no matter when we're live or not. So Midnight Prayer Watchers, I thank y'all. Everybody knows what to do. You got to stay up. Got to stay alert this season, y'all. They out here deceiving. They out here masking. They out here wolves in sheep's clothing. So stay alert and stay washed in the word, y'all.